Now, the rest of the story. For three centuries, the Medici family was perhaps the most powerful in the world. Supreme rulers of Florence and later Tuscany, the Medici family patronized the arts, produced three popes, and enough royal marriages throughout Europe to ensure their lasting influence. Catherine de' Medici was a child of the early 16th century. As a teenager, she was small and thin, not quite 5 feet in height. Remember that. Not quite 5 feet in height. And painfully plain, with indelicate features and eyes that were too large for her face. Well, Catherine had nothing to say about her betrothal to the Duke of Orleans. That was par for the royal matchmaking course. On the other hand, the Duke was to become France's next king, Henry II, and Catherine would be his queen. The thought was almost too thrilling to contemplate. But the young Catherine began feeling insecure. The French court was the most splendid on earth. Those who populated it were so elegant, so glamorous. How could tiny, plain Catherine possibly charm the very inventors of the word charm? How could she make a dramatic and imperious impression on the fabulous French court? Well, she did. And that is the rest of the story. Young Catherine de' Medici sought the aid of an ingenious Florentine artisan. Now, for hundreds of years, scholars have tried in vain to discover his name. All we know is he had a brilliant reputation, and he was there when Catherine needed him. Not unlike the fabled Cinderella, Catherine confided in this clever fairy godfather. At best, she was going to be ignored, and at worst, she would be ridiculed, unless, at her first French royal ball, she dazzled all. And the artisan smiled. He would create a creation that would indeed cast a spell over the entire French nation. And on September 1 of 1533, Catherine de' Medici bade her homeland farewell, embarked on her journey to Paris. The wedding was even more jubilant and spectacular than she had imagined it, and an aristocratic multitude clamored to meet her. Their first opportunity would be at the royal ball. Catherine's appearance created a sensation. The men were staggered by this sensuous Florentine queen. The women were breathless with envy. There was, all agreed, something indefinably alluring in her walk, a subtle undulation, a gently seductive sway, the like of which the French had never seen. What sorcery had this enchanting young woman brought to their court? Of course, you know the source of the magic was a gifted artisan back home in Florence, a man whose name was long ago forgotten, the fairy godfather of Cinderella de' Medici, her cobbler. For you see, for Catherine, he had concocted that which would later be called the world's most potent aphrodisiac, a device which not only endowed her with serpentine grace, but gave her the physical stature that she could not otherwise have possessed. Remember, she was only 5 feet tall. So don't let it be forgot that once upon a time, the sophisticated French were forced to look up to a girl of 14. Catherine de' Medici, the future queen, and the undisputed godmother of the modern high heel shoe. And now you know the rest of the story.